Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Joining us now is Bruce Adams, president, CEO of the mighty Credit Union League of Connecticut. Credit unions do a lot of volunteer work helping out across the state, and we appreciate you joining us this morning, sir.
I'm thrilled to be here, and yeah, we're very mighty. You know, other trade associations call themselves associations, but you know, when you're part of a league, you're something bigger and better.
You're big shot, and I appreciate it. And you guys do. I mean, you guys do a lot. You guys help out with the holiday store that we do every year for the Salvation Army. You guys have been integral in that. So just first off, Matt and myself would like to say thank you for helping out with that and just helping out the people that in need.
Well, thank you, guys. I mean, it's in the DNA of credit unions. You know, I think back to Occupy Wall Street and GameStop and all this stuff, you know, I'm sort of surprised that you don't see millennials and Gen Zers flocking to credit unions as a better way to do their banking. Because, you know, when you're doing your banking at a place that's not for profit, that has a community mission, that invests its, you know, returns right back in your hometown, that makes a lot of sense to the younger, you know, consumer. And we're happy to help out with people in need, you know, whether it's financial services or you know, winter clothes.
That's good stuff, man. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys do everything, and like Joey said, we definitely appreciate you doing that. Heading in now, of course, kids are going to be getting summer jobs, hitting the workforce and everything. How can parents and grandparents, because I've seen a bunch of viral videos, and I remember myself, too, when I got my first check, I was doing my math, and I was like, yeah, I should be getting this much. And then I opened the check, and I was like, oh, no, that's not anywhere close. Parents and grandparents kind of explain, like, taxes to kids opening up that first paycheck?
Well, you know what's really interesting about that, and you guys, I haven't mentioned this on air before, but when I went to law school, I took a concentration in taxation studies, and so it's interesting when you think about, I think what parents and grandparents can do is, you know, the young worker often gets a big refund at the end of the year, right? Like, you fill out your forms, Your paycheck is lower than you thought week to week, but then come after April 15 when you file your taxes, you get a check back. Well, so what does that mean? Like, when we think about a policy in America, it's forced savings. Uncle Sam is squirreling money away for you so that, you know, you can get some back at the end. And of course they get to use it in the meantime, which, you know, Uncle Sam loves to use other people's money. but that's the time value of money. The government wants it for a bunch of months because it's going to use it, and then it'll give you some of it back at the end when you get to use it, and you haven't had access to it, so you've saved it.
So now that leads to a good question of mine. Like, you tell your kids, okay, you got your paycheck, spend the money, but save the money. So the end of the year time comes, they have that little lump sum coming in. It's to explain to them the saving of that little bit of money in the long term becomes a lot of money.
100%. So I think it was CNBC that recently published an article and kind of brought a bunch of, you know, other studies together. But like, one of the things it says is If you're a teenager and you've taken some financial literacy instruction, that correlates, positively correlates with savings, asset accumulation, and an increased net worth by the age of 25. So just imagine if you're 18 right now and you think, if I'm a step ahead of my neighbor financially by age 25, how many steps ahead am I going to be by retirement age?
Well, that's very true. What would you suggest?
Right. And you guys, well, let me just say, you guys talk about sports all the time. You know, what does it mean when somebody's got a step edge on somebody, you know, in football, and they're you know, are they closing the gap or opening the gap?
That's a good point. That's definitely a good point. Talk to us about the advantages of, you know, when a new worker, instead of going to like a regular run-of-the-mill bank, what can the advantages be of going to a credit union?
Well, you know, whether you're a new worker or you're looking at some other kind of change in your money, and this even goes for lottery winners, right? Like you win $12,000 on a scratch ticket, and that's life-changing for you. That's a change, too, that you got to think about. But the ideal part of going to a credit union is those folks are there who are ready to help you make those choices in your best interest. Right. So when you look at the big banks saying we don't charge overdraft fees anymore, well, they're publicly traded companies who are answering to shareholders. Right. So they're not giving the consumer a great benefit by not charging overdraft fees. They're making up fees on you somewhere else. The credit unions don't do that. Right. So you're going to come in and you're going to say, hey, I got this new job. I'm making more money than I've ever made before in my life. What do I do? And in fact, at Connecticut's credit unions, we've got, I think it's over 150 now, trained financial coaches that work at credit unions across the state. And they've taken a course, they've been certified to help people ask and answer those questions and make a plan that works for them right now.
So now, you know, if people are, you know, let's just say teenagers or teenagers, talking to them, sometimes you get more results out of a brick wall. Is there a place that, you know, as a parent, you can send them to and be like, hey, just take a look at this, absorb as much as you can humanly possible, and we'll talk about it after. Is there, like, where's a place that we can send our kids to maybe do a little learning on their own and, I don't want to say grow up, but understand it and age with it a little bit better?
Well, I mean, again, and, you know, you, look, I represent credit unions. I'm going to say credit unions all day long and tell people to go there, but the fact remains that, and even if it's your local community bank, but the small financial institution that's around the corner from you is a great place to go. And there are people you're going to be able to have a relationship with as you start going to, you know, school that you might have to pay for, your first apartment, you know, your first car purchase, all of those things. It's just like having a doctor, a primary care doctor that you've been with for, you know, 10 years or so. They know you, they know your history, and they can help you make those good choices. There's, and oftentimes those websites of those credit unions and community banks will have resources as well. What I would say don't do is don't do what TikTok and Instagram tell you to do.
That's a life lesson across the board.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of good information out there, but, you know, sifting through it and trying to figure out who is telling you the truth and who's not will drive a person crazy.
All right, Bruce Adams here with the Credit Union League of Connecticut here on WTIC. I'm Brian and Company. Just one last question from me. Is there a magic number, like a magic percentage of how much, like whether new workers or you know, longtime workers should be putting away every paycheck?
You know, the truth is no. And because, you know, your life circumstances are different. And if you're working your first job and you've got a jalopy of a car you're trying to drive, and you know you've got to put four new tires on the car before the end of summer, you got to save more than if you've got a nicer, newer car that's more stable. So the trick is learning how to budget. And like we teach kids early, you know, what we should be teaching kids is when you get some money, you save some, you spend some, and you give some.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Come away. And if you look at those three buckets, try to figure out what you need in any given week or month or year.
And I think that's one thing. I know we did that, and I was taught that, like, literally, like, write down what you think things are going to cost and then figure out what things really cost and see what your budget needs to be adjusted to.
100%. And we run financial reality fairs at schools across the state. So call up the league if you work for a school and you want to put on education for your students. We're happy to help.
That's awesome, because I think that's one of those things, until it's in front of kids in black and white or on a computer screen nowadays, I'm making this much, I'm going to have this much money, I'm going to do all these things. But until you start paying Uncle Sam, you know, your insurance company for your car, how much gas you putting in your car, understanding those numbers, I think, is a shocked reality for a lot of these kids.
No, and just imagine then you have all this stuff with tariffs coming out of Washington, D.C., and now all of a sudden your budget's out the window because it's up by, costs are up by 25 or 40%.
Mm. Again, Bruce Adams, Credit Union League of Connecticut, President and CEO, thank you for joining Matt and myself this morning. Great information. Hopefully we can get some kids to save a little bit of money and just understand things get expensive. And things just happen for a reason that no one can understand. Thank you for joining us this morning, Bruce.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be back.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.